Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on the keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. All right. So let's see. Before we get started, well, let's go through some stuff. Let's pay some bills. Today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or you know someone who's buying or selling, call Frank Williams at 404-564-5689 is my office number. That's 404-564-9689. Write that down and call me. Or you can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. Also, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Again, whether you're selling, whether you're buying, whether you know someone who's buying or selling, hey, let's make some cash together. All right, and again, let's run with that, okay? Again, remember, this show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. Now, I'm getting ready to go on a marketing campaign with my real estate business, and I want you guys to be involved. So if you can... send me your name and email address. That's all I need, a name and email address, and I will add you to my marketing campaign for my real estate business, okay? And a lot of you have my personal cell number, 678-549-0274. You guys can send me whatever you like. I don't really care, but if you'd like to be a part of my real estate company's campaign, marketing campaign, then send me your name and email address, okay? Not your address, not your home address, but just your name and your email address, all right? Thank you. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. I have a lot of people joining the show right now, so thank you guys for tuning in. Now, before I get started, let me do this. Today's topic is titled, Would You Allow Your Spouse to Be a Swinger? Okay, would you allow your spouse to be a swinger? Now, before I get into my opinion, my thoughts on this, I want you guys to know, some people may not know what a swinger is. A swinger is one that swings. a person who is lively, exciting, and fashionable. Fashionable. A person who is lively, exciting, and fashionable. One who engages freely in sex. That's what we're looking for. One who engages freely in sex. That is a swinger. Okay? That's a swinger. One who engages freely in sex. Okay? So, I saw something else. Swinger. Swingers. Swingers. Swingers, right? One who engages freely in sex. Okay, so would you allow your spouse to freely engage in sex? All right, now, again, before I jump into this, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, supposedly, I don't know if this, what's the difference? Y'all tell me, what's the difference between swingers and an open marriage? What's the difference? Is there a difference right there between swingers and an open marriage? So if Will and Jada has an open marriage, are they considered to be swingers? Because, you know, I don't know, but she said it, that she engaged freely in sex. You know, she had sex with someone that was living with them, supposedly. Okay, so would you allow your spouse to be a swinger? To engage freely in sex. Well, think about it. You know how you feel about your spouse. And you may not even be married, but you may have a significant other. One that you want to marry someday, right? Your significant other. And also, I guess I'll call a significant other a girlfriend. Or a boyfriend, a fiance, spouse, okay? Would you allow them to be a swinger? Or is it something that you would like? You want to be a swinger, so you want your mate to be a swinger. Well, right off the bat, you know, a friend of mine gave me this topic, and they have a friend who's a swinger. Her and her husband are swingers, and they've been swinging for a few years. This is her third marriage. Okay. Wonder why. Okay. So, you know, can you sit around? Let's do this setting. All right, let's do a setting. You're not really at a swingers club or nothing like that. You're just at a friend's house, okay? And as friends, you all are swingers together, people, okay? Y'all are swingers. And let's say it's four couples. That's eight people, right? Y'all swingers, all right? So from what I hear, if we're at, let's say we're at your house, and we're all swingers. It's eight of us in the room. We sitting around. We having some wine. We're talking. We're watching a little TV or what have you. Now, Susan goes back. She leaves the room. Okay? And we all know what we're here for. Certain day of the week that we get together and we hang out at someone's house and we swing. So Susan gets up and she goes to the back, to the bedroom. And let's say five minutes later or 7 minutes later, 10 minutes later, what have you, Susan comes out the bedroom. And she comes back into the room where we all are. I say we, I'm just putting myself in that room. Don't get me wrong there. I'm not a swinger. I don't have a desire to be a swinger. I don't have a desire for my spouse to be a swinger. Okay? I'm just giving y'all my opinion. You can give me yours. Just hit the just press the number one on your keypad, and I'll let you give your opinion on the air. So Susan comes out the bedroom, and Susan's wearing a negligee, lingerie. A negligee, okay? And everybody sees Susan. She comes out the bed back. She's wearing a negligee. She's, you know, in a lot of, you know, when you wear a negligee, are you naked under the negligee? Yeah, with me, we all adults here, right? Are you naked under the negligee? I want my spouse to be, if my spouse was wearing negligee at night or whatever, I'd want be naked underneath that negligee. Perfect world. So Susan comes out the back, and Susan got on her negligee, and she doesn't have anything on underneath her negligee. She doesn't have any underwear on. All right, everyone sees Susan. The men and the women see Susan. So now, when Susan does that, that's the sign that Susan's ready. What is Susan ready for, Frank? She's ready to swing. She's ready for sex. Right? She's had enough to drink. And now she's ready for sex. She's ready to swing. And she's not looking at her spouse or her boyfriend to swing with. She's looking at your spouse, your boyfriend, or your husband or your boyfriend to swing with. Okay? Yours now. Okay? So she looks at your husband, and then your husband looks at you, and he gets up and he walks to the back. Susan grabs his hand, and they walk to the back. Now, the way I understand this swinging thing to go is that, you know, it's not that y'all go somewhere in a private room and do your thing. Now, y'all go back to the bedroom. Susan and your husband go back to the bedroom. Now, someone else's boyfriend gets up. He shoots back to the bedroom. Now, you get up. You shoot back to the bedroom. Because the way I understand it, and I may be wrong, but the swingers, they're all, like, in the same room. Like, he's over there, she's over there, all in the same room. They're having sex with each other in the same room. You know, she may be a moaner or screamer or something, and she gets the moaning and screaming, and you're looking like, what in the world going on over there? Well, you know, be like, oh, Susan putting it on Jimmy. Jimmy can't handle it. Jimmy, you need some help. I can't help you, Jimmy. I got my hands full over here already. I'm just having fun, right? So, but the swingers, that's how the swingers do. Personally, I couldn't allow my spouse to be a swinger. I couldn't sit in the same room while she have sex with someone else, another man, or another woman. Because a lot of times in the swinging environment, it's women on women. Women on women, swinging. And all I have to say about that, guys, if you're curious about swinging, there are clubs around Atlanta that do the swinging. The swingers clubs around Atlanta. Okay. There used to be one, and now it's closed down, but there used to be one in Douglasville, near where I used to live, in Douglasville. There was one in Douglasville called the Trapeze, and there's a couple of them around Atlanta. But the one in Douglasville closed down a bunch of years ago. But that was a swingers club. That was a swingers club. And you could pay to go in there and be a swinger. And you don't necessarily have to have a female with you. It could just be you. You don't necessarily have to have your man with you. It could just be you. You go in the club and pay your money and go in and you go in there and chill out and watch. You know, I mean, I guess it's just, this is what I've heard, okay? I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that. I've never been involved in something like that. 7 years old. But I've never been involved in something like that. I have a caller on the show from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 594. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Liz from LaGrange, Georgia.
Hey,
Liz. Would not. How you doing, Frankie?
Doing great.
I would not allow my husband to be a swinger, nor would I be a swinger. Reason being, I love my husband, so therefore I could not watch him have sex with another woman and definitely not with another man. I feel that would mess up our relationship, our sexual relationship, our everything, because I see that. If I see it with my eyes, it'll do something to me. So anytime he comes to try to have sex with me, I couldn't take it. I wouldn't allow it.
You think about
and
that.
Myself, And myself, I have to have feelings for you. I just can't sleep with anyone.
Well, tell me something, Liz. Why do you think? Why do you think other people can? You know, a lot of people get off on that. Why do you think they get off on that? Why do you think it's such a big deal for them?
Well, you know, a lot of people are nymphos. They love sex. They're driven by sex. So,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do and try anything.
Try anything. I think I'm like you. I couldn't sit there and watch my wife have sex with another man and another woman. Couldn't do it.
Right.
I couldn't do it. I mean, you know, that's just too far out there for me.
Me too.
Too far out there for me. Hey, Liz, I appreciate your call. I appreciate you listening to the show. Keep listening, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So, again, guys, you guys can call and, again, give me your opinion or your comment on the show. Would you allow your spouse to be a swinger? Okay? Your spouse came to you and said, hey, Frank, I want something more. I need to spice up our relationship. Say, spice it up. I'm thinking, you know, and then I'm thinking that, hey, okay, well, you know, let's get some furry handcuffs and, you know, let's get some toys and let's go to the bedroom and try them out and see what we think. Well, nah, that's not quite what I was thinking about. You know, and she say, I'm thinking about, you know, going to a swingers party and, you know, having fun at a swingers party. So you can't control what your spouse does, right? You hope you can. But you can't control what your spouse does. You can't be with them every second of the day. So if your spouse goes to a swingers party or swingers club or what have you and have sex with another woman or have sex with another man or your wife go to another swingers club and have sex with a man or have sex with a woman, then what happens if she or he enjoys it? Does that call for something to fall apart? Does that cause for you to, like I call her, Liz from LaGrange said that she love her husband, so to see him have sex with another woman would tear everything down, would tear it apart. That killed the trust in the relationship, right? And it's simply because you're not on the same page. And you're not going to get on the same page. Or at least I'm not getting on the same page as that. That's just not, you know, something that I would do. Okay, I'm sure there's some people out there who would love to swing. Been thinking about swinging. It's somebody on my show right now thinking about swinging. Just from listening to the show, you're like, hey, Frank, where this spot at? Or where's the swingers party tonight? I want to go. But if you go to a swingers party and you have fun, okay, then what's going to happen after that when you come home? When you come home to your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, what's going to happen then? You see, because you can't just turn it on and turn it off. Now, all the way home, you're thinking about Susan back at the party that you just left. And like I said, you didn't take your spouse with you, or you didn't take your girlfriend with you. You went by yourself. And now you done gone and had sex with Susan. Now you on the way home. Now you're thinking all the way home, you're thinking about Susan. And then so when you get home to your significant other, you're like, man. And we all adults here, right? You say, her boot ain't like Susan. Her chest isn't like Susan. Her legs ain't like Susan. She, you know, her hair isn't like Susan's. See, that starts to turn your stuff upside down. And then the next thing you know, you're not giving your spouse or your significant other what you've been giving them. You pull back because you're thinking about Susan. You want to go see Susan again. You calling, you asking Susan, when y'all next party? Right? So I believe that happens a lot. You get to these swingers clubs and you got your spouse with you, and the next thing you know, you come out that swingers club and y'all get in the car, you're on the way home, and you say, man, I'm thinking about, I might not need to stay in this marriage. I just want to swing, right? I'm sure that's happened more times. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call. Let's talk. Because the mission is to please your spouse or your woman. Right? Let's go. Come on.
My mission is to please. Yeah. Oh.
See, now that's supposed to be you. It should be, your mission should be to please your spouse, to please your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Okay? You don't, at least I don't think so, you don't want your spouse out there, okay, pleasing someone else. You want them to please you. And then, you know, ladies, all my ladies out there who are listening to the show, and my guys who are listening to the show, if your woman is picked up or hit on or messing around with another woman, you might as well terminate your marriage or terminate your relationship, terminate your fiance, terminate your engagement, terminate that stuff, because she's gone. Okay, she's gone. Because for me, I'll say this: women know where to touch other women and how. I think that's a big part of the, you know, lesbian and gay relationships. Is that a woman knows what and where to touch another woman and how. Because she knows her own spots. So she's having fun doing another woman. They don't mind. But again, guys, you're going to lose your wife or your spouse, what have you, to that other woman if you allow them to get together. Okay? That's all I can say. That's how it works. Right? So don't allow your wife or girlfriend or whatever to be involved with female who's gay or lesbian or gay or whatever you want to call it. Don't allow that. Because sooner or later something's going to happen. And I think I can say that with ease. So anyway, guys, I'm going to close out the show. Hey, I had a great show. Thank you, Liz from LaGrange, for calling into the show and talking. I appreciate you guys listening in. And think about this. Before I go, think about this. Your wife or your husband or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your fiance or whatever it is, that's your thing. Right? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait.
can change.